It is the radio segment that just wants to take a shower together. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Georges Township, Pennsylvania. A 46-year-old guy named Troy Miller was attempting to steal a car from a mall parking lot the other day when somebody called the cops on him. A few minutes later, the police showed up and caught Troy red-handed. And when they asked him for ID, Troy wouldn't give it up. Not because he was a thief, but because he told them he was Matthew McConaughey. They're stealing cars.
You know what? Matthew McConaughey doesn't carry ID, so that makes sense.
He doesn't need to.
He even pulled out a forged autograph on a headshot of the real actor to prove it. See, I'm Matthew McConaughey. I carry my signed headshot around with me everywhere I go. There were a couple of problems with his strategy, though. One, Troy doesn't look anything like Matthew McConaughey.
No!
And two, why would Matthew McConaughey be spending his time breaking into cars in a small town of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, multi-millionaire.
I bet he didn't have answers for those questions from the police officers.
He's like, I'm practicing.
Yeah. Troy was arrested for attempted car theft, providing false identification, and prowling.
Hey, if he would have done it shirtless, it may have been believable.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay, yeah. That guy never wears a shirt. This next story is out of Woodbury, New Jersey. Four young men decided to rob a 20-year-old guy that they knew, and they brought a gun with them to do the job.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
One of them was a 19-year-old named Brandon Wentz, and he's the one who brought the gun. And when the guy they were robbing didn't cooperate, he tried to pistol whip him.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
Oh.
Why do you say tried?
Unfortunately for Brandon, the gun went off.
Oh, God.
When it hit the guy's head and accidentally... He accidentally shot himself through the hand.
Oh.
Oops, not very effective.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cops showed up just as they were leaving and figured out what was going on. Brandon had to go to the hospital for a gunshot to the hand, and the victim just had a bump on the back of his head.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the movies, does it?
Both will be okay, but Brandon is now facing charges for robbery, aggravated assault, weapons offenses, and has a very large hospital bill to pay as well because he shot himself in the hand. And just goes to show you, be very careful. Make sure the safety's on before you pistol whip, guys.
Thanks for the lesson this morning.
Practice.
Yeah, I'll use that at some point. Never.
This is the next laser story is out of San Bernardino, California. Anya Hedich is a student at California State University. And last week, something crazy happened during her biology class. So she tweeted out the entire saga. The class was discussing the genetic connection to blood types, and one girl said that hers didn't make sense. She said her dad was type O, her mom was A, but she was AB. The professor said that was scientifically impossible. And 2 days later, Anya came back and announced to the class that she'd figured out the issue. When she asked her mom about the blood types, her mom broke down and admitted that she had an affair.
Oh my God.
Through college biology, she found out her dad wasn't her real dad?
That's crazy.
The girl's dad wasn't actually her biological father. It turned out her uncle was actually her biological father. Her mom slept with the brother.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah, the mom cheated.
She kept it in the family,
that's
I guess.
Why they look alike still.
Yeah.
She kept it a secret for 21 years, and now the girl's parents are getting a divorce.
Oh, my God.
No.
Thanks a lot, science, for ruining that happy home.
Can you imagine how awkward it was after she announced that?
Oh.
So, turn to chapter 4.
Can't believe the mom broke down so quick. I would have just stuck with that. Be like, I don't know. This is crazy. Like, I don't know how that.
You're a miracle.
We should call more doctors in and see what's going on because this is amazing. This next laser story is out of Corsicana, Texas. A 32-year-old woman named Shannon Martin was arrested for shoplifting recently. And when she was in the back of the cop car, she intentionally pooped on the seat. Why did she do that? Well, the camera in the car caught her trying to bury her crack and her crack pipe in the pile.
Oh my God.
She figured she'd do that and then bury all of her paraphernalia in it. And they wouldn't be able to find it.
How big of a...
pretty sizable.
Like, what did you eat? And the light bulb goes off. I've got an idea.
According to the police report, that wasn't the only thing that she hid in there. She also stashed an old Valentine's Day card in there, too. So many questions about that one.
Yeah.
Did it mean something special? She shoplifted? Who knows? She was trying to get rid of the Valentine's Day card and her crack stuff.
Oh, that's so gross,
in
man.
Her poo.
Oh, geez.
Who has to clean that out?
Yeah.
Do you have to do it yourself if you're the officer? Do they have a
Well, they're plastic
unit?
In the back. The back of the cars are plastic, so they kind of hose them out, yeah.
Like your old grandma's couch?
Mm-hmm. You just hose it on out.
I love how you're an expert, Jubal.
Unfortunately, we might never know the answer to the question about the Valentine's Day card or how she had a pile big enough to hide a Valentine's Day card in.
Was it a small one or like a full-on?
But they did find the drugs, the pipe, the card, and she was charged with tampering with evidence and possession of a controlled substance.
Don't shake her hand after she tried to bury that.
No charge for going to the bathroom in the back of the cop car, though.
Okay, that's good.
This next leisure story is out of the world of where are we going. When it comes to GPS apps, most people either use Google Maps, Waze, or Apple Maps. And a handful of crack-smoking weirdos use MapQuest.
What? That still exists?
Yeah, apparently.
Wait,
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Still, are they still printing out the pieces of paper taking them with them?
Which one works best? Well, a senior manager at Adobe spent the last year collecting data from all the GPS services to find out which one got him to his destination the fastest, and he also tracked how accurate they were. And it turned out that they all had certain benefits. But according to him, the clear winner, Google Maps.
I pick Waze. Yeah. Aren't they owned by the same people now? Are they
both
owned by Google?
I don't know.
But I hear a lot of people talk about Waze.
Waze promised faster but didn't always deliver. Mm. In fact, 11% of the time, the drive took longer than Waze said it would. So if you trust it, you could end up getting there late. Also, Waze like tries to take you around traffic and sometimes takes you in the weirdest routes.
Yeah, right? Whoa. You're like, whoa, what neighborhood am I in right now?
Apple Maps almost never underestimated the drive, and Google Maps only botched it 2% of the time.
Oh. Wow.
The actual average driving time with Google Maps was shorter than the other two. In other words, Google Maps gets you there fastest, and its estimated driving times are pretty spot on.
Wow.
All right, well, now I gotta switch over.
This next laser story is out of the land of ladies.
Oh, hello.
There's a secret stash of junk food somewhere in your house. And if you don't know where it is, it's probably because you're a dude or a kid.
Huh.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of moms say they hide the really good snacks from their kids and their significant other.
Yeah, I try to do that, and my husband finds it every single freaking time. I hid Halloween candy in the back of the freezer, and literally 2 days later, it was gone.
The most common snacks that they're hiding are chips, candy, cookies, popcorn, crackers, ice cream, and anything else. Bad for you, that's delicious.
My mom does the same, still hides it from me.
Really?
It's chocolate caramels, and she puts it at the very top shelf, but I can't reach it.
Sometimes she'll share with you, like, where did you get those?
I'll ask him, and she's like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Like,
you still can't
they?
Reach the top shelf?
No,
you know you
tall.
Could climb or something now.
I know, but I just give up. I'm chubby. I'm like, whatever.
Most popular places to eat their secret snacks are in the car or in bed.
It's so sad. It's the one joy that we get. Wow.
Text in at 78592. Do you hide snacks from the rest of your family? This guy never hides anything.
No, that is on display.
Snacking right where everybody can see it. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.